Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. You should know that because you turned it on, so that is what you are listening to. Today is April 9th, which is the first day of Passover in the Jewish religion. It's actually a pretty big holiday, one of the ones that my family, my mom's side, would celebrate every year. And I don't really know if we're going to get to celebrate that this year. So, you know, to all of my Jewish listeners, happy Passover. Still quarantined. I'm not going to keep on saying that every episode because that is just going to get repetitive for you and for me. So, let us say the first word. It is bed, B-E-D. It is the second form. The first form was in the last episode. This is a verb from before the 12th century, 1A. The intransitive definitions are first. 1A, to find or make sleeping accommodations, usually used with the word down, as in a place to bed down. 1B, to go to bed. Oh, that sounds great right about now. Usually used with the word down, as in bed down at midnight. I don't think I've heard it used that way. Number 2, to form a layer. Number 3, to lie flat or flush. And then here we go with the transitive definitions. 1A, to furnish with a bed or bedding. Settle in sleeping quarters. Often used with the word down again. Now we have 1B, to put, take, or send to bed. All you people with kids are familiar with that. 2A, we have the synonym embed, E-M-B-E-D. Like a video is embedded into a web page. 2B, to plant or arrange in beds. 2C, synonyms are base and establish. 3A, to lay flat or in a layer. 3B, to make a bed in or of. And then number 4, to have sexual intercourse with. That was a fun way to end that one. Now we have B-E-D, capital B, capital E, lowercase d. It is an abbreviation for Bachelor of Education. Next is beddable, or beedable, B-E-D-A-B-B-L-E. It is a transitive verb from 1590, and it is archaic, and it means to wet or soil by dabbling. What did I say, beddable, or is it... Oh, it's bedabble or bedabble. I thought I read this before. To wet or soil by dabbling. Now we have bed and breakfast. Three words with hyphens in between them all. Number two. It is a noun from 1978. An establishment, as an inn, offering lodging and breakfast. And, of course, we all should be familiar with Airbnb, which completely changed the world of hotels and B&Bs and staying in places. It's been really great. You get to go stay at a place that is much nicer and larger, usually, than what you would have stayed at, often for the same price or cheaper. So, yay, Airbnb. We might have one of those one day when we're old and gray. Next, we have bedaub. B-E-D-A-U-B. It is a verb from 1558. Only transitive definitions. Number 1, to daub over. Synonym is besmear. Number 2, to ornament with vulgar excess. Bedaub. Now we have bedazzle. It is a transitive verb from circa 1616. 1, to confuse by a strong light. I didn't realize if you wanted to confuse somebody by a strong light, you could say that you bedazzled them. I mean, I've heard, like, the next one. Number 2, to impress forcefully. Enchant is a synonym. Bedazzle, you've been bedazzled. But now if I'm going to shine a light in somebody's face, I'm going to say I'm bedazzling you. Bedazzlement is a noun. Now we have bedbug. noun from 1708, a wingless, blood-sucking, hemipterous bug, sometimes infesting houses and especially beds and feeding on human blood. Ooh, sounds great. The scientific name is Simex lactularius. I don't think I've ever had bed bugs. I know bed bugs have definitely been a thing in New York. And it sounds like it sucks, and you have to clean everything, and it's a pain. Hemipterous bug, H-E-M-I-P-T-E-R-O-U-S. I think that means that they are blood-sucking, although it's a little redundant because it says blood-sucking hemipterous, but I'll have to look up what hemipterous means. Now we have bedchamber. It is a noun from the 14th century, and we just have the synonym bedroom. Next is bed... and I forgot, there's a picture of a bed bug. Kind of looks like a tick. It's got a very wide body, looks like six legs, couple antennas. Good times. Next is bed check, two words, noun from 1919.
I've had bed bugs.
You had bed bugs?
Not anymore. Years and years and years ago, I had bed bugs at a place I used to live.
What did you have to do to get rid of them?
We had to have someone from Orkin come and spray the whole house, and I think it only kills the it makes the females not able to reproduce anymore. I don't think it actually kills them, but then they die off pretty quickly after that. But have no idea how we got them, but they disappeared one day, and we would wake up every night with bites on us and rip off the sheets on the bed and find them in between the seams of the mattress.
They were sucking your blood.
They're gross.
Maybe I'll put a link in the episode description of a place where you can go. If you have bed bugs, you can learn what you have to do.
This is Spencer's wife, by the way.
She finally agreed to say something. She might. She didn't want a microphone, but she said she might come by and say things every once in a while. All right. So, bed check. Third try. Number. It's a noun. I don't know why I keep on saying it's a number. No, I just say the letter N and I say it's a noun. Say noun, not number. Stupid. It's from 1919. A night inspection to check the presence of persons, as soldiers, required by regulations to be in bed or in quarters. Bed check. It's bed check time. You gotta go sleep. Next is bed clothes. One word, noun from the 14th century. The covering, as sheets and blankets, used on a bed. All right, what's your opinion on this? Do you like top sheets, or do you not like top sheets? I think I'm one of the few people who actually does not care for a top sheet. I think it's kind of silly and pointless. But again, you know, not again, but if your blanket is maybe itchy or something, then yeah, sure, you want a top sheet. Tell me your opinions. Send me a message on the email, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, Instagram. Let me know what you think about sheets and stuff. Okay, next is bed cover. So the last one was bed clothes. Those are the clothes that you put on the bed. And now this is bed cover. It could also be bed covering. It is a noun from circa 1656. Number one, we have the synonym bedspread. Number two, synonym is bedclothes. I have never heard the term bedclothes before, but I think that's hilarious. I'm going to have to start calling the sheets and the blankets the bedclothes. And it is usually used in plural. Now we have bedded, B-E-D-D-E-D. It is an adjective from 1773, having a bed or beds of a specified kind or number, used in combination, as in a twin bedded room. Does that mean that the room has a twin bed, or that there are two twin beds? Maybe both, maybe neither. Now we have bedder. It is a noun from 1849. Number one, a bedding plant. A bedding plant? Bedding is the next word. We'll get there in a second. Number two, a person who makes up beds. Sharon, when we were in Jamaica, there was one of those nights, like after dinner, they had like a contest and they split up the group of men and women. Uh-huh. And I think I was tasked to make a bed. Uh-huh. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Lost. I did lose. I sure lost. I made the bed. So yeah, it was this weird like men versus women competition that they were doing at the resort that we were at. And one of the things, and I got called up to do it, was make a bed as fast as you can. I think it was the sheets and the pillow covers and everything. So I made it the way that I had been trained to make it, but they make their beds a little bit differently. And of course, the woman had paid attention on how they make their beds, so she made it the correct way. But I did not expect to win that one.
The
sheets over the blanket?
Uh-huh.
All right, that's weird. Sheets over the blankets. All right, we're not going to quote her on that one, though. All right, next is bedding. So the last one was bedder, and that was a bedding plant. This is bedding. It is the first form, noun, from before the 12th century. Number one, synonym is my favorite word, bedclothes. Number two, a bottom layer. Synonym is foundation. Number three, material to provide a bed for livestock. And number four, synonym is stratification. Now we have the second form of bedding. It is an adjective from 1836. Suitable for planting in large groups in flower beds to produce a mass display, as in bedding plants. And this is from the gerund of the second form of bed, which was the first word of this episode. Now we have the word bedeck. It is a transitive verb from 1565. Number one, to clothe with finery. Synonym is deck. So just no B. Number two, we have the number two definition for the word decorate as the synonym. Next is bedevil. The word devil with B at the front. It is a transitive verb from 1574. One, to possess with or as if with a devil. Number two, to cause distress. Synonym is trouble. Number three, to change for the worse. Synonym is spoil. And then number four, to confuse utterly. Bedevilment is a noun. Next is bedew, or bedew, or bedew. So many options. It is a transitive verb from the 14th century, to wet with or as if with dew. I just like saying it that way. Next is bedfast, adjective from 1560. Synonym is bedridden, or bedridden. No, I think you'd say bedridden. Next is bedfellow, noun from the 15th century. One who shares a bed with another. Number two, synonyms are associate and ally. I wanted to say associate, but I don't think that is the correct pronunciation here. As in, political bedfellows. Next is Bedford cord. Two words, Bedford has a capital B. It is a noun from 1860. A clothing fabric with lengthwise ribs that resembles corduroy. Also, the weave used in making this fabric. This is perhaps from New Bedford in Massachusetts. Next is bed hop. There is a hyphen. It is an intransitive verb from 1943. And then the synonym is sleep around. So if you sleep around, you hop from bed to bed and you bed hop. And then it doesn't say this, but the noun I assume would be a bed hopper. Next is bedight. Bedight, B-E-D-I-G-H-T. It is a transitive verb from the 15th century. It is archaic, and the synonyms are equip and array. And then our last word for this episode is bedim, B-E-D-I-M, transitive verb from 1565. Number one, to make less bright. You could also just say dim. And number two, to make indistinct. Obscure is a synonym. Well, I'm going to have to pick bedclothes as the word of the episode. And, I just heard on a podcast this morning that there are two words, it sort of depends on how you look at it, but there are two words in the English dictionary that have the most definitions. I literally just listened to the podcast that talked about it this morning, and so I had to tell you, they are the words, I don't know if I want to tell you. Well, I'll tell you one of them. One of them is the word run, R-U-N. I'm sure you could just easily Google it, but if you think you know what it is without Googling it, let me know. Maybe I'll let you know what the other word is in the next episode. But spoiler alert, you're not going to hear either one of them for a long time. In this podcast, at least. Anyway, that is it. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Thank you and goodbye.